All right, we are back. What'd you give me that look for?
Three-time welterweight.
I didn't tell him to say
he's
that.
He's a bad man.
Who, that bad, Randy Harris guy?
Yeah, my God.
Yeah. Jeez. Sorry. Don't hate.
I'm not hating. I'm admiring.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Hate the game. There you go.
So do you get out? Do you go to Phillies games? Do you do all that stuff?
I've been to a couple of them. Not as much as I should. I would love to. I love going to those with the kids. My favorite, to be honest with you, is actually going to a Reading Phillies games.
Yeah.
Those are great because it's not as packed. You get to be a part of everything. You get to see a lot of the up-and-coming players.
It's on the phone.
Yeah, I just wanted to get the music turned off. That's all.
That's all.
Even though I like Rascal Flatts, no longer together.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they split up.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they all went their own way, and Jay DeMarcus started a super band.
What's that one?
Well, it's called Generation Radio.
Okay.
Love the band. And have you ever heard the ringtone for Matt?
No.
My ringtone for Matt is a Generation Radio song.
Really?
In Generation Radio is Jay DeMarcus, the bass player from formerly known as Rascal Flatts, Jason Scheff, who was the lead singer of Chicago for 30-some years,
wow.
And I think it's the drummer from Journey.
Cool.
So they made
that's a super band.
So the song that is my ringtone for a former co-host, Joe Marquis, as well as Matt, it's called Why Are You Calling Me Now? And so that's the that's the clip. It's like, why are you calling me now? I love it. And when I told Jason Scheff that last time, he lost it too. It was phenomenal. But yeah, Rascal Flatts, they all went their own way. Lead singer Wynn, I think, is doing Christian music. Jay's doing this, and I'm not sure what Joe Don's doing. So
that's crazy.
Are you a country fan? What kind of music?
I listen to everything. I love
Motorhead.
Music. So growing up, I listened to like a lot of like Guns N' Roses, a little bit of Metallica, stuff like that. I mean, I listen to everything.
Well, let's listen to this next interview. We're going to head back to Atlantic City as we continue talking about UFC on ESPN this Saturday.
This weekend.
And let's welcome Pretty Boy. Let's welcome Jamal Emers. Where did the Pretty Boy nickname come from? Who gave that to you?
Well, one of my teammates. When I first started fighting in Texas, it was a joke. First, I did like amateur modeling for a friend of mine, and she posted the pictures on Facebook. The guys from the gym saw it,
and they called you Pretty Boy.
Yeah, I had so many other names before that. It was just like
that
they called
stuck.
Me all kind of funny. Yeah, and that one stuck.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, the first thing you think of, you know, like we had a fight, one of the fighters that's also on the card this weekend, and he said he was talking about his opponent who's Canadian, and he called him Pretty Boy. And I'm thinking in my head, no, Pretty Boy's coming up, you know, in 15 minutes. What did you bring that up for? So it kind of puts that thing out like almost a target on your back, doesn't it?
I wouldn't say that. I never had a problem with the name Pretty Boy. Like, yeah, it never put a target on my back. Really?
Like, I'm going to take care of that Pretty Boy. And then he steps in, and old Pretty Boy Jamal Emers is like, wrong, crunch.
That's the way. The cool thing is, like, that your team gave you the nickname. Because, I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be. Your team's supposed to give you a nickname. I got the nickname The Animal when I was in high school. I think I was like 14 or 15. My high school wrestling coach gave me that nickname. So that's pretty cool. That's awesome, man. But Pretty Boy to me is like you hit everybody and you don't get hit.
That's awesome. That's the first thing you think of. So, Jamal, talk about fight week. Are they all the same or do you try to mix them up?
Well, I try to have a routine fight week and just go through the same routine. Fight week can be hectic. So we try to, like, make it as easy as on me as possible. I'm cutting weight, not eating as much food. So I'm just – the same routine. I get up, try to clear my mind in the morning, you know, meditate a little bit, and just start my day.
All right. So this is, you know, obviously we all know you watch what you eat, you know, the last week, this week, cut. What is the first thing that, A, you would eat or would want to eat after the fight? And then is there something that you really want, but you can't do it right after, whatever that may be, just because it's too heavy or whatever, and you have to wait a day or two before you can eat that.
Oh, cheesecake.
Oh, nice. Good one.
Yeah. All right, nothing wrong with that.
That's great. I like that answer. Yeah. If you don't mind me asking, how much weight do you still have to lose?
How much weight?
Yeah, do you still have to lose?
Oh, about 9 pounds.
Oh, that's not too bad. You'll be all right. What weight are you fighting at?
Featherweight, 145.
Okay, cool.
Travis, he's a 135 BKFC fighter, so he'll fight in a couple weeks. And, yep. And just so you know, my next weight cut will be my cremation. Appreciate that. Are you a fan of other sports? And if so, what players or teams?
I wouldn't say I'm a fan of other sports, but I am a fan of certain athletes. LeBron James is one. I like his work ethic a lot, the way he looks at the game. The fact that he's athletically gifted already and put extra work in to be, like, more knowledgeable about it. That's why I look at him and I'm like, I can see similarities in me because I have athletic gifts, but I try not to rely on them too much. I try to use my skill. So, like, that's one person I look up to outside of fighting.
Well, if you and LeBron are in the same category, can I get a loan?
I'll double that, please.
So how are you going to get through? How are you going to relax? How are you going to stay calm the next couple days? Or do you not want to do that? Do you want to be, you know, so centered on the job at hand, even though the job at hand is the reward, which is you getting back in the octagon on Saturday?
Yeah. No, I'm just relaxing. I don't try to put too much pressure on myself throughout the week because I got two battles. I got to beat the scale and I got to fight my opponent. And how I even make myself, like, more relaxed throughout the week is I just say to myself, like, it's just 15 minutes. That's all it is. I got 15 minutes to fight. I don't have to fight for an hour. I don't have to fight for a long duration. It's 15 minutes. So when I have that mindset, it's 15 minutes. It takes a lot of weight off me.
For sure, for sure. Do you collect anything? Do you have hobbies? You know, whether it's card collecting, jersey collecting.
No, when I was young, I used to collect things. Like, I used to have Pokemon cards, basketball cards. The older I got, my focus just was one thing, and that's just how can I be the best fighter I can be? Because I have a short period of time to do it, so I just want to, like, maximize everything. So my main focus, like, throughout the day, most of the time, is just, like, figuring out how can I get better here, how can I get better there. I mean, like, fighting is my life at this point right now.
But isn't it a fine line between your profession and obviously listening to you, you know, you're 100% dedicated. It's all about the fight game. But every day is a day that's now gone. You still have to, you know, live life. You still have to enjoy your life. So how do you walk that fine line between not doing and doing?
I just think I love fighting so much that I don't feel like it's like even work. Like I don't feel like I could get up early in the morning and do it and I'm happy. Like as long as I get to the gym, like I feel like, okay, cool. I did something, I got better here. I learned something. So that's just been my whole mindset since I started fighting. Like, I put all my eggs in one basket to do this. So I just had to look at it like that. I couldn't take a shortcut. I don't party, you know, I don't drink and stuff like that. So, like, all I do is focus on fighting. Like, at this point in my life, that's just on my mind. Just,
sure.
How can I be a better fighter?
Yeah, I get that. That's really cool. I like that you do that. So what I do, I've been trying to work at things that I'm not so good at, just like what you're saying. I'm a very pressure fighter. What I got to work on is cutting off my angles and everything. So that's all I've been doing this whole camp. I've been really focused on that. I want to better myself every day, like what you just said. That's awesome. Good for you, man.
Jamal, let me ask you this. Give me your thoughts, you know, on your opponent, on Nate.
Well, Nate's a really tough guy. He don't fought all over the place. You know, he got experience. He's an exciting fighter. The fans love him. Yeah, but that's it. That's all I see with Nate. Like, Nate will be I know it's gonna be an exciting fight. You know, he's gonna bring it. So,
does it even matter? And I ask fighters this all the time, and I don't mean to disrespect, you know, your opponent, but does it even matter about the opponent or who he is or what he brings or fan favorite, not favorite? Is it more what you're going to do, what you're going to bring, and to oppose your will on Saturday?
Well, yeah, when it comes to fighting, yeah, of course, like what I'm going to do is super important, but I think of as a whole, like, it's not just a fight, but what happens after the fight. I beat this guy and like my stock goes up, right? Yep. That's what I'm trying to do. How far can I take this?
Yep.
Like
all the way to the top, right? That's what you gotta do.
So every body I fight is important.
Yep.
You know?
Well, and the reward comes on Saturday. Eve Edwards used to always tell me the work is to get to fight week. The reward is the fight itself when you get back in the octagon on Saturday.
Right, and he's 100% correct.
Like, all the hard work's done, right?
Yeah, all this hard work I had to do just to get here, that's the reward, is the fight.
There you have it. Pretty boy, Jamal Emmers, thank you very much for your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong as well as one from Bucked Up Energy Drink. I appreciate your time. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the process.
Good luck Saturday, man.
Have fun on Saturday.
Thank you. All right, thank you guys for having me.
We'll talk again soon. That is Jamal Emmers, UFC on ESPN this Saturday from Atlantic City. And speaking of cheesesteaks, have you ever been to the White House in Atlantic City?
No.
Not too shabby.
No?
Not too shabby. Not sure I would drive out of, you know, 3 hours out of your way.
Just to go there.
But if you go, I've done stupider things. Yeah. We've driven to Daytona just to go to Buc-ee's.
Really? Just to go to Buc-ee's?
Have you been to Buc-ee's?
I love Buc-ee's.
That's awesome.
I love Buc-ee's. I stop there every time I come here and leave here.
I am driving a vehicle from my brother to the corporate office in Roswell.
Yeah.
For a few reasons. The main reason was I'm
just
getting paid. No, the main reason is I'm getting paid. But the second is I know there's a Buc-ee's on the way.
On the way.
And I will be stopping. All right, let's hit a break. Coming to you live from the studio. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. Your boss when we return.
Oh, I can't wait.
Hi, this is Vinny Castilla from the Washington Nationals. You are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yo, this is Phil Baroni, the New York Badass from the UFC. And you're listening to Talk Sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Grill. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
This year, the magic is calling you like never before. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival is celebrating its 45th anniversary, and you won't want to miss a moment. Experience the all-new Mermaid Cove, House of Dragons Pub, and enjoy classic favorites like live armored combat jousting or tasty turkey legs. Now is the perfect time to get your discounted tickets. Visit select Circle K locations or find your magic today at BayAreaRenFest.com. Huzzah!
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Robbie Gold from the Chicago Bears, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out in studio. Matt, somewhere in Pensacola, he said the T-Birds just flew by him, and he wasn't talking about John Travolta and the rest. But you want to do this introduction, so go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So now we're going to welcome...
Your boss.
A guy I know. Yeah. The man, David Feldman.
Dave Feldman, how are you?
What's going on, Randy? You got Chris on you. In your studio.
Well, there he is. David, how are you?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
We're just hanging out, having a good time, and another week, and you know what that means, another BKFC event.
It's crazy to say that. Another fight.
I'm excited, man.
And I was going to mention it this way. When we first talked, I don't know, what was it, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, when the idea and it was getting ready to start, could you ever have imagined, and we always talk about how big it's going to get and et cetera, but literally having an event almost every single week?
It's crazy, man. I mean, it's awesome. It's exhausting. It's hard, but, that's where you get success from, right?
Yep.
If it was easy, everybody could do it.
That's right.
Well, for sure. So let's start this week. Little John Dodson gets back in the squared circle and do what, it's incredible what he has done in so early in a bare-knuckle career.
Yeah, I mean, he's fantastic. He comes out. He's explosive. He's been cracked. He did good. Now he's a very, very seasoned, experienced boxer. So, we'll see how he handles that. His aggressiveness is going to be hard for Alberto to keep up if he does. He's been in there with a lot of really good fighters, so I think we have a really good main event for on Friday night.
Then we go from that April 6th back in the UK, and then the return to Tampa Bay here in Clearwater with not only the return to Tampa Bay, but the return of the Marine, Mike Richmond.
And the animal.
Absolutely. Mike Richmond versus Eric Lozano. Upset Mike. Eric Lozano keeps upsetting people. I mean, he's coming for blood. Mike Richmond is coming for redemption. So, that makes for an interesting matchup there. I mean, Mike Richmond told me he wanted another shot. He wanted to dedicate himself to just training and not working right now. So we worked a deal out, and he's doing that. Hoping that he comes in and is the old Mike Richmond. We're going to see there, but that's going to be an exciting part as well in Clearwater. We're going to Clearwater, and then we're going to L.A.
That's going to be cool.
Before we talk about, and we had Mike Perry on in the first hour, I did stand corrected by my new little co-host. And
well, he said, say little. You jumped on Dave, yes.
He said it's also the return of the animal as well.
The animal. What do you think of that one, David?
It is, man. I mean, you got, look, one thing about Travis, he always comes to fight. He wins some, he loses some, he wins more, but, he comes to fight. That's what we want in Baron. We want fights, and he always gives the setting fight. Just curious, so Randy, is John Dodson taller than Thompson or Thompson taller than John Dodd?
All right, I'm going to say, and not, you know, I'm John's a friend as well, but I think John is much shorter than Travis.
That's right. You hear that, David?
Really, look, Travis always comes to play. He's always, you're always going to get a kick out of Travis.
That's right.
You know, and sometimes he performs the way he's supposed to, and sometimes he gets hit.
Well, we're performing the right way this time.
So,
but for the most part, you know, we get a good. I'm talking Travis. We get a good Travis Thompson.
there you have it. Now let's move to LA and the face of BKFC, Mike Perry against Tiago, Knucklemania 4, along with Hunt and Rothwell, and another great card and another great event.
Yeah, man, it's exciting to be out there. We got a lot of requests for a lot of A-list stars that are going to be in attendance as well. Selling very good already. We're about halfway sold out right now. Didn't even market yet. Got a lot of interest there. Really, everybody in combat sports. Mario Lopez is going to be hosting it again, and hopefully we're going to be able to our bigger partnership there. Hopefully also as well, we're going to announce a huge deal that we signed. I think that's going to be able to happen at the Knucklemania. I think it's going to really shoot everybody in combat sports if we can get this one over the finish line next week. And if we do, it's going to be an BKFC, an amazing
account. Something else I wanted to address. It's been quite a while since we talked about the action figure that I remember you and I talked about a year or two ago. You know, where anything with that, as well as, you know, the trading cards and some of the other things that fans can look forward to in the future.
Yeah, I actually just signed today for the trading card, so we finally got that one over the line. That's going to be good. The action figure. Well, we're working on a video game, a really top video game producer, and hopefully that comes out. And just the thing is to help blow it. It's been amazing growth, you know, a lot of speed bumps along the way, and we found our way, and here we are. Like I said, another event this Friday, another event the following Saturday in the UK, and then 2 weeks later we have or the following week, we have Tampa. 2 weeks later, we have Knucklemania. And then we take a week off and start again. And it's going to be an unbelievable year. Very to see. We're going to announce some new partnerships along the way in 2024. And I think it sets us up for 2025. But I don't think anyone, you know, has seen coming.
Wait a second. Who said you can take a week off?
Yeah.
Hey, man. About to get divorced.
Yeah, please. He's not taking a week off. He'll tell you.
Yeah, you may not have an event that week, but I seriously doubt you're going to take time off. I know you said you have some new partnerships coming. Anything that you can break and anything that we can look forward to after this next upcoming month of fights?
You know, we just finished up going back and forth on the platform deal. We're announced that probably in 2 weeks. I guess it'll be done by. That's major for us, but partner involved that we're about to get involved is going to blow the mind a lot of people. And that's something I can't talk about yet, but I'm hoping to hear that, get everything agreed upon, and be able to announce that a few weeks later at Knucklemania.
Awesome.
Do you got any new states that are going to open up that you can talk about?
You know, we've got a lot of the states that we want. We have Massachusetts is coming, Texas is coming. Any day, you know, hopefully Pennsylvania.
That's what I wanted to hear.
That's coming. It looks like it is.
Everything
looks great. Support along the way from everybody, so it looks great.
As always, David, thank you very much for your time. We're going to give away another pair of tickets coming back from this break, and looking forward to seeing you back down in Tampa Bay in a couple weeks.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, David.
Take care. David Feldman, your president, and the guy who's really built this.
Yeah.
And it's amazing and good stuff. All right, let's hit the bottom of the hour break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
Chris Isaac, you're on Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Many of you don't remember, but Randy Harris was a 3-time welterweight champion of the United States, and here he is, Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around. and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
The world's most exciting combat sport, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, is back April 12th, live at Burt's Barracuda Harley-Davidson in Clearwater. In the main event, the formerly retired Mike the Marine Richmond returns and eyes his destiny. But Destiny's saboteur, Eric El Travisio Lozano, has other intentions. In the co-main event, former world champion Elvin El Bandito Brito toes the line with Jafar Fort Knox. Avoid the sellout. Get your tickets at BKFC.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
That's back when, A, he was the mayor, and I think he tried to take me out in a race. Not a good idea. So they used to do these go-kart races for the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete. And Matt somehow, Matt was part of the team, awful team, because Matt was an awful driver. I mean, he spun out, he did this, he did that, and somehow he won the trophy for fastest lap.
Oh my gosh.
So obviously he's never let us, you know, forget that.
Oh no, of course.
But you know, it's a legitimate race. Bay News 9 got in the way. I drove them into the wall. But the mayor tried to block me.
Wow.
Guess what? You're not always the mayor.
Didn't work.
Who's the one that got on the news for crashing into the hay bales? The go-kart?
There. Probably me. That was when I lost my phone.
That's right. You don't have a memory.
Yeah, I don't. So I got hit so hard. So I had a hoodie, right?
Oh, my gosh.
My phone was in the pocket of my hoodie, right?
Flying?
And I didn't know it. So I get out. Matt's now driving, or the driver. We had a pro. Everybody had a pro. And all of a sudden, I hear these guys. I'm standing like 3 feet away from three or four guys that are huddled around. And the guy goes, I don't know who the one guy is, but the other guy's Ric Flair, right? So at the time, my screenshot, my screen photo was Ric Flair and me at a charity event that we did in Nashville. So I hear Ric Flair, and I go, and I put my hand on my pocket. My phone's gone. And so I walk over. My phone flew out, landed in the grass, and they picked it up.
That's awesome.
And the only reason why I found it is because I happened to hear them say
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
That's cool.
Are you a wrestling guy?
Wrestler, yeah, I used to love wrestling growing up.
What do you mean used to?
Well, so I did high school wrestling, like that type of wrestling.
The real stuff.
Yeah, I love that wrestling. But as a kid, I loved WWE or WWF at the time.
Right, it was WWF back then. Yes. I was a bigger WCW.
Really?
I love the WCW.
I always loved the WWF.
Well, for those that don't know, and I'm sure you do, WWF originally was the Northeast promotion.
Yeah.
you know, and then they went global and all that stuff. So you being a Northeast guy,
that's why
that would make sense.
So I remember all those guys growing up.
You know, WCW was based in Atlanta, and so a lot of the guys that wrestled right here in Tampa at the Armory
were WCW.
Then they went to WCW. Oh, Dusty cool. Rhodes, you know, Ric Flair was
that's
there.
Really cool.
Kevin Sullivan. I don't know if P.S. Hayes was there. But now Jack, I think his name was Billy Jack Hayes, who has now been arrested for murder, his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he played that character, you know, kind of Rambo-ish.
Yeah.
You know, Billy Jack should say enough. You know, he was like from the woods, and then that's how he lived his life. And, so that's the last I heard. I love, what I like about wrestling, to be honest, I like more the mic. You know, I like when they get on there.
The storylines.
Yeah. And, you know, I've never really understood, you know, I watch all those the documentaries and such, and about the, you know, the storyline of the match. I don't get that. How is there a storyline in a match? You know, you got a winner and you got a loser, but there's no, you know, he's fighting demons or he's doing this or he's doing that. But yeah, I just like the not even the storyline per se, just how they handle, what they do.
Yeah.
Can they come, what appears to be ad-libbing.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of it's scripted, but the talent to be able to just ramble on.
That's what it is. Like, it's like you have what you're supposed to say, and then you have to, like you said, ad lib to it. You have to add to it. I think it's really cool. I loved it. Like, my favorite was WWE, was The Rock. I love The Rock. Just
A, it shows how young you are.
Well, no, that was when I was like kind of getting done with wrestling, you know, because now I'm doing my own type of wrestling, like real wrestling.
Right.
So I was kind of done with that stuff. But I like the way he held himself and the way he like bullied people.
You know, and to be honest, when you talk about Dwayne Johnson, the amount of pressure that he must have been under just because of his dad, because of his grandfather, you know, the whole nine yards. And it wasn't not like either one of them were super duper superstars. I mean, they were up there, but they're not what The Rock became, what The Rock built himself.
Yep.
And for those that don't know, and you may or may not know, but Dwayne was Warren Sapp's backup on the football team.
They had that on the Young Rock. That's right.
In Miami. Yep. So
he actually lived kind of close to me, like outside of Bethlehem, which was going to high school.
He wasn't Jesus there too?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think they were right next
to
each
story
other.
That, you know, that one of the stories that I like about Dwayne, and I'd had the opportunity to meet him and before he became the super mega blah blah blah, is that his ex-wife and him are still partners. And
that's really cool.
You know, so many times, you know, you hear about, you know, ugly breakups.
Yeah.
And my brother and his ex-wife are partners in a monster company. You know, so I like that Danny is still involved and, you know, at the football level and the movie level and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But one of the videos that, you know, and both of you guys know, I don't remember a lot, right? You know, I can name six fights I've seen. But the one segment with Macho Man where he did the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
And he's like, the cream always rises. And he has one of those little, you know, milk things that you'd put in coffee. And he would like throw it and somehow it would reappear. Because underneath, they're handing it back up to him, right?
You know,
the cream always rises to the top, brother. Randy was a good dude.
Yeah.
You know, but that's, you know, WCW was me. And then when Hogan and Scott Hall, which I just watched his documentary and had the honor to meet him at the airport not too long ago, and what Hogan and Hall and Nash did with the NWO, and what they did, you know, I kind of, you know, revitalized, you know, championship wrestling for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of that, and it says this in the documentary, everybody thought that it was, I don't know the difference, a shoot? You know, what are they called?
Yeah.
Well, one's a shoot and one's something else.
A shoot is like a street fight.
Well, but one is like, you know, make-believe. And one is, you know, I don't remember what it was, but everybody thought the whole NWO thing was Vince and WWF/E, and it wasn't. It was they literally left one at a time, went for the money with Ted Turner, and did what they did over at WCW. You're a big wrestling guy.
Wrestling.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I was. Way before The Rock. I mean, you know, so Dusty Rhodes, and that's it. It starts with him and ends with him.
That's cool.
People have asked me my favorite interview, and obviously I don't remember them all, but the 45 minutes that Virgil was on, Dusty Rhodes, was legendary.
That's awesome.
And
that's
you know really how cool. much I hate that.
You hate that word, right?
And I tell this story, and I wished I may still have it on the tape because we used to tape them back then. But A, who has a cassette tape player? And I would have to find which one it was. But at some point, Dusty says to my co-host at the time, Kate, let's see. And normally I do the lisp and I tell the whole story. But Dusty said, let's see how well your host knows the American Dream, baby. He goes, how many world titles did I win? So I did the lisp anyway.
Yeah.
And without batting an eye, I go, is that counting or not counting the Midnight Rider? And he lost it.
Oh, wow. That's
just
really cool.
You know. And again, back then it was so crazy because Dusty Rhodes wearing a mask. It can't be hidden.
Oh, so you do know the
That's road. What he said. So you do know the American Dream, baby. Yeah, or dream. Barry Windham. A, do you know who Barry Windham is?
I've heard the name, but
so,
I don't.
He's turning 41. So.
Yeah.
Barry Windham or Travis?
Travis.
All right. Well, Barry Windham, I got in a little disagreement with Arn Anderson. Do you know who Arn Anderson
is?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Yes.
So Steve, Matt, and I went to one of those Comic-Cons, and Arn was there, and we started to talk. And I said, do you consider Barry Windham a four horseman? And he said, yeah, he was one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. I said, well, A, I didn't mean it that way, because he's not a horseman. There's only four horsemen.
Right.
The original, it's like Little River Band was just in town. It's not the Little River Band. It's a cover band. Because nobody from Little River Band is still in Little River Band, to the best of my knowledge. So he got all defensive at me, and that's not what I meant. Barry Windham sort of was, but he really wasn't. Barry Windham was the uncle to Bray Wyatt. So you know who Bray Wyatt is, obviously. Bray Wyatt used to train with Keon.
Oh.
You know, the W who recently passed away.
Yeah, right.
So Bray Wyatt's real name is Windham because Barry Windham, the Windham family, you know, and the Rotundas. So Barry Windham lost a Loser Leaf Town match, right? So then he comes back the next week on Channel 44 Wrestling with the Kenny Rogers music, Yellow Dog, Coward of the County.
Yeah.
And he came back out as the Yellow Dog.
Oh,
now, you know, the gut's the same, the hair's the same. It was so funny and stupid at the same time. But I miss those times. It was fun. It was fun wrestling. It was fun going to it.
I loved it.
Rick Rude.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Ravishing Rick Rude.
Rick Rude did the old snot thing towards my wife once. She's like, I will never come back.
That's funny.
You know, we were in the front row. And
so, according to Arn, I believe I looked it up. I did look it up one time, but there's about 14 different four horsemen.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, so it's the 16 horsemen or the four horsemen or whatever.
Right.
But
well,
you're going with the originals.
Well, yeah, to me that is. Well, there's five Beatles, I guess, but you normally only can name four.
Right.
Right?
Well, yeah. Now, I don't know if you're talking about the drummer
or the original drummer.
Or Preston, who played piano. So,
no.
See?
I didn't, you know.
See?
Well, but you're
counting the original drummer, Pete Best.
Like, well, I'm not counting
they're
them.
They're not. Well, okay. So there isn't five Beatles. There's
but there
four,
were five
it's,
Beatles.
It's, I think his name's Billy, but Billy Preston. He was a piano player, and he's the fifth Beatle. You know, I thought they were the first guy.
Is Pete the Best. Piano player a studio musician? Or was
yeah, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, he was.
You're getting in a fight over bands.
Yeah, but you're saying five Beatles.
Well, that's like Alabama. You know, the country group Alabama, one of the top country groups of all time. Well, there was four of them. Right? Well, then, fairly recently, I mean, it's been probably 8 years or so now, the lead singer, Randy, came out and said, well, it really wasn't the four of us, it was the three of us. The drummer was just a studio drummer, and that they wanted it looked better
to
there
make
was
it look
four
like a band.
And not three. The three, I believe, were related. And then there was...
Since we're talking about bands, and then you're inviting Psy... Mr. Psy, places and everything like that. We've had a friend, his name's Travis Thompson, and he loves the Scorpions, and he wants to go out there, too. I don't know why you didn't invite him. If you ever talk to him, you know, maybe you can ask him.
Maybe I could. I didn't know he wanted to come to Vegas. I thought he wanted the Scorpions to come to his town outside of Philadelphia.
I would go to Vegas.
He would go to Vegas.
All right. Well,
and you're inviting people, you know, that you just met.
I was thinking about him going the next day, but we're not going to the Scorpions the next day because we'll be at UFC 300.
Right. Yeah, but then if you think about it, he's probably going to meet him there, and then you know.
I know how that'll fall into place.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he won't need us.
Yeah, that too.
Well, I don't know if I've announced this yet, but
go ahead.
I'm going to announce it now. So 2 weeks from today, we'll be broadcasting from the Apex, as we are, to the best of my knowledge, the only non-UFC show that
that's awesome. That,
yeah,
that's
it's, really it's cool. been cool.
So
been,
I won't be there at that one. I'm sorry.
Well, no, you'll be busy.
I'll be busy.
Yeah.
And my normal co-host out in Vegas, Matt, Jimmy Denning. No, not Matt.
Say, is Matt going to be there?
No. Jimmy Denning will be performing. Rebel will be out. So my co-host, this should be very interesting, credentialed and ready to go, will be none other than the drummer of the Scorpions, Mickey D.
That is
awesome. Will be sitting in and doing the show.
He loves really sports. Cool. Yeah, he loves sports.
That's awesome.
You know, one of the things I want to talk to him about, and I know that this came up with somebody else, you know, and whatever your profession is, you know, outside of, we'll say, the fighting world.
Right.
But, you know, you're a hockey player, and then you go skydiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a football player, but then you go ride bulls.
Right.
Doesn't make much sense. You still have to live your life, and it's kind of like what we said to the last guest, but you have to be careful because of your profession.
Yes.
So Mickey D, drummer of the Scorpions, formerly of Motorhead, plays hockey on a regular basis.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, and you'd think about that. He needs his cross-checked
or something.
That's right. He needs his knees and his
elbows.
And everything, really.
Oh, my gosh, elbows. Jeez, man.
It's crazy.
But like you said, you got to live your life, too. Yeah. I mean, I do crazy things, too, you know?
Well, but... And not to
golf.
I'm trying not to be, you know, and say it the wrong way. But as a combat athlete,
yes.
You're already doing combat.
That's
things.
Already like Cowboy Cerrone. He used to do like the
everything.
Bull riding. Like that was big for him. Bull riding.
How
like
about backflips?
Motocross.
How about Cowboy Cerrone doing a backflip off of Shaq's house into the pool?
Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
But that's Cowboy.
That's crazy.
Now, somebody mentioned earlier about Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
First, have you seen the original Roadhouse?
I have. I've seen both of them. I've seen both of them. I mean, I'm not going to give away anything. I did like how Conor acted. To me, it's a different movie. It's a different movie.
But similar to what Mike Perry said, if I understand it right, and I'm pretty sure I'm not going to watch the movie for a few reasons.
That's fine.
One, I don't like Conor.
Okay.
Two, I don't like when they remake legendary movies.
Yeah,
And
three is you don't watch movies.
And three, I don't watch a whole lot of movies.
No, so when I wish they would not have called it Roadhouse because it was a good movie. It had a good storyline and everything, but it's not the same movie.
Right.
So you can't remake
a remake
iconic,
and not do it the same way.
An iconic movie. And have a way different twist on it.
Right.
Like, you can't do that. So, I like the movie. It was a good movie. But, again, it shouldn't have been called Roadhouse.
So, when we put this on social media, how many stars, 1 out of 5, is it?
We can't do stars. Keep up something else.
Because that's a Dallas Cowboy thing?
Nah, just, you know. If it was a Dallas Cowboy, it'd be a half a star. But, you know, let's do, I don't know, bananas or let's
whatever.
Do teacups.
Out of five, whatever. Out of five knuckles, I'll give it 3.5 or 4 knuckles.
Well, so first, you can't do 3.5 or 4. That's like saying I give it somewhere between 2 and 4.5.
Okay, I give it between 1 and 5.
Okay.
Well, April 12th, make sure you give it 10 knuckles.
I will. All of them.
What's your thought on Abby?
What's that?
What's your thoughts on Abby?
He's going down.
It's your opponent?
Well, so here's the thing. We fought the first time. He had a lot of range, a lot of distance to travel. We're going to be in a smaller ring. You're not getting away from me. And when I hit you, you're not going to like it. You hit me, I don't care. It doesn't faze me. I train with people that are better than he is for a reason. So whenever I go to camp, I always make sure that my competition that I train with and I spar with is better than the person that I'm fighting. I make sure camp is hard on me. I make sure that I do more than what this person can ever do to me is done to me before my fight. So always come fight time, this is cake. Hard work's already done. It's already in the bag. And I'm not over, you know, boosting my confidence or anything like that. I'm not overconfident. I know what I can do. And I know he doesn't think I can do it because I'm 40. I'm going to be 41. So he thinks, oh, he's an old dude. Yeah, okay. Tell it to the 20-something-year-olds that I train and spar with. They know I'm not an old dude. I have just as much energy, if not more than them, and I hit really hard. And just because the gloves come off, I hit just as hard. Doesn't bother me.
Have you been watching any of his fights?
Nope.
Don't care.
So what I tell everybody, you all have plans. You all have ideas. You fought other people. He never fought me. He did fight me before, but he didn't fight me the way that I'm trained.
What organization was it? Was it BKFC?
It was BKFC. Right. He beat me, I think it was like number six or seven. He beat me when, I think it was the first one in Florida. It was Paulie Malignaggi. It was that card.
There was six and eight there.
Okay, so it was number six then. So he fought me when Paulie fought Artem Lobov.
Let's go hit our final break of the afternoon, and then we'll get ready to shut it down for another week. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
Winnie the Pooh, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hello, this is Randy Jones. I'm the cowboy from Village People. I sing YMCA, and I sing a song called Macho Man. But you're listening to Knockout Radio and my friend, the Nacho Man.
Matt was so happy with himself that he got Randy Jones to say Nacho Man. Made no sense to me.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, that's like he'd like to call me that. Matt likes to call me that. So, what do we got coming up? Anything special?
Yeah.
Anything going on in our lives?
I think there's this thing called UFC 300, which people are putting a big mark on it.
They really are. You know, and like I said, I don't know why. You know, it's and I'm not trying to downplay it. It's just another UFC.
Right. Yeah. Of course, it's just a number. So, for it to be, wow, it's the greatest thing and everything like
that. Well, and
that.
It's not even 300. Like I said, it was, 37 and a half. So, really, this is 301.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not even, you know, counting everything else. But if you want to count pay-per-views, blah, 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 blah. It's a great card. But Miami was a great card.
Yeah, that correct. That was great.
3-0 whatever, the Mexican thing at the Sphere. You know, rumors have it. There's rumors.
What's the rumor?
Connor's going to be at one of those.
Okay. I heard he's got a new opponent. It's not Michael Chandler anymore.
Well, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, well, you got to pay attention to things,
I don't
Randy.
Pay attention. I don't do that.
About 2 or 3 days ago, I don't know if he named the person, but he said he's got a new opponent. It's not Michael anymore.
So he says that, but is anything coming out of the UFC? You know, fighters like to think that they can make their own demands.
Right.
And it doesn't work that way. Major League Baseball has opened. But opening day, I think, is tomorrow for all the rest of the teams. We do have a pair of tickets from the Rays to give away.
Very good.
Go to the website, knockoutradio.com. This is what we're going to do. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make it quick and easy. The first person that goes to the website, knockoutradio.com, sends me an email, tells me whether they want BKFC tickets for the upcoming animal fight, they want Tampa Bay Rays tickets, or they want Renaissance tickets. First person gets their pick. Second person gets their pick of what's left. Third person gets the third pair.
All right, very good.
All right, so jump on knockoutradio.com. Let's give some stuff away.
But talking about UFC 300.
Yep.
Wow, what a time we're going to have, right? If you do the rundown again, what are we doing?
We get in on Monday. So really, as of right now, Monday and Tuesday, we're waiting for filming of a TV show. So we don't know if it's going to happen or not, but we'll be there for that. No responsibilities that we have until Wednesday when we'll broadcast from the Apex with Mickey D, the drummer of the Scorpions, will be sitting in the co-host chair.
All right.
That's Wednesday. Big dinner planned with the owner of Staff Zone. I think we may do that Wednesday night. Thursday, episode one of the 2024 residency of the Scorpions. That'll be Thursday night at, I think it's Planet Hollywood again, right?
Correct.
You know, in that strip mall, the Miracle Mile. That's Thursday. Friday, we have two events to go cover. It'll be Power Slap 7. Is it 7?
Yeah.
Okay. As well as Cy and his fight at PFL. That'll be Friday night. We're going to be the guest of none other than the legend, Randy Couture.
Nice.
So we'll be doing both of those on Friday. Saturday, we're going to get up early, go grab some good food somewhere. We got to find a new restaurant. Very important. And then it's UFC 300.
Okay. Also, somewhere in there, hopefully we're going to fly with the Angels, Blue Angels?
Well, no. We're trying to get in touch with the Blue Angels.
Okay.
I keep telling people, don't make offers that you don't mean, because I'll hunt you down.
That's right.
So we may be getting arrested when we go to Nellis Air Force Base.
You told me.
And we walk right on the base.
And then what about like the press conference?
Press conference is typically Thursday. So we're going to mix that in. Friday will be the weigh-in. We'll mix that in.
Okay, I was hoping all that's in there.
Oh, yeah. No, you know, we're going to work. Just like I tell these fighters, you know, work, it's your job. You want to have fun outside of work, but you got to get your work stuff done. And since you're now running all social media, it falls all on your shoulders.
Yeah, I was hoping we were going to get that in because I got a brand new shiny camera.
Is this the one you're carrying around or the one you left at Cool Breeze AC?
Man,
it's like a $1,500 camera you left there.
Yeah, I know. So it's holding the place down.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
What event of those are you looking forward to? Other than all of them,
it's hard to say actually because
I've never seen anybody get so excited for press conferences.
Well, you know, because it's something different instead of sitting in a chair, you know, and watching the whole thing. I get to be busy during it.
Any fight this weekend? Have you looked at the card? UFC is in Atlantic City, even though I blew it and said Apex. I've already reached out and said I'm a dodo bird. And he laughed. Chris Weidman fights this weekend. And makes sense. You know, all these guys, Philadelphia ties, New Jersey ties. You know, the fight is in Atlantic City. Chris Weidman against Bruno Silva, another Silva.
Right,
like Mike Perry said, there's Silvas
and the rest,
and the rest.
Diaz's
and, well, no, he said there's a couple of names, which is true, you know, in Brazil. Like my trainer, you know, it was funny when Animal tried to, well, didn't try. He called David Feldman Davi. Well, you know, my trainer David Vieira Silva is Davi.
Mm.
You know, even though it's not David, it's Davi.
Oh, that's what that was. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, he was trying to be funny and David kind of shot him down and said, "You're now the opening fight, not on the main card.
Don't play around with the boss."
You know? Yeah, well, he thinks he can. Bill Algeo, Kyle Nelson. We talked to Bill here a couple minutes ago. It'll be a fun card. You know, it's an exciting card, and then we get ready the 2 weeks away for.
You don't want me to play the Matt role and try to pronounce some of these names?
Nah, you probably do a better job. Do you want to try to?
No, there's
some names on here.
No.
I mean, it would probably get us censored.
No, but if I was to do something like that, I'd check it out ahead of time, do a little bit of study, and then you
call
write.
Call Bruce Buffer?
Yeah, that's right. And then you just write it down the way it sounds to yourself. It's pretty easy to do.
Yeah, or it's easier to call Bruce Buffer.
Did you see on YouTube somebody commented about your pronunciation of Francis
Ngannou?
Yep. It said you sounded like exactly like a way American would say it.
Well, that's what Jimmy said it to me. Jimmy Denning said that when we had the champion, Dreykus Duplessis.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Yeah, you pronounced it just like an American." Well, okay.
Okay, I know. I don't go around saying, "Oh, you pronounce it just like a French man," or, you know, different things like that.
Well, but wouldn't it have been, you know, crazy to say you pronounce it like a Canadian? To say you pronounce it like an American when you're an American would make sense.
Yeah. I know that. That's what I'm trying to figure out, when I would use that against somebody else. Well, you pronounce it just like, you know, an Australian or something. I mean, it's.
I like the way Australians pronounce things.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to get, not that I want to, you know, replace Ray as, you know, the voice of Knockout Radio, but I want to get some Australian voices on the show.
Okay, now that we're talking about Australians, I just found this out last night. Okay, so. Our number one on social media is United States. Second is England. Then third is Canada. And fourth is Australia.
Really?
Absolutely.
We're picking up the Aussies.
That's right.
Picking them up, putting them down.
That's right.
Maybe they'll send us some Vegemite.
Yeah, I hope so. And then if you don't know what that is, just
Google it.
Google it, according to Mr. Hay.
Yeah. You know, when we had him on from, what was the name of it? Men with Hats? Men Without Hats?
Yeah, you can say however you want.
The hat.
Men at Work.
Men at Work.
That's, the Hats one's a whole different band.
Right. All right. So Men at Work, when he was on, and I asked him about, what's Vegemite? He goes, "There's this thing called Google." I'm like, all right.
Yeah. He's tired of talking about it.
I get it. I understand at some point.
Okay, Randy, going to run this show home by yourself?
Yeah, we got a whole 13 seconds.
Now go ahead.
I think I can do it. So I want to thank, obviously, all of our guests. I want to thank Travis and Ryan for stopping in. I want to thank Matt for hanging up and not being on. You know, that increased the show and the popularity. But do want to thank 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. Hope to have the equipment back. Who knows where we'll broadcast from next week. Tune in and let me know. Don't forget, KnockoutRadio.com, your pick. Do you want BKFC tickets? Do you want Tampa Bay Rays tickets? Or do you want Bay Area Renaissance tickets? Until next week, see ya!
Hey there, this is Randy Jones. I'm the original cowboy from Village People, and you're listening to Knockout Radio, and you better watch out, because I'm going to be there before you know it. Take care.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.